Me? Okay. Well, thank you. Well, you know, Tony, I think you're right. I think it's a real slippery slope, and, you know, we're already treading on really shaky, worse than shaky legal ground with that other motion that was passed. And, you know, it's basically saying we don't like the results of the election, so they're going to overturn them and ignore the bylaws and all the everything else. The NES certified the elections. True Ballot certified the elections. There are additional web pages up on the web on the elections website, which I'll send you a link to when I get a chance to find them. But, you know, this is just I guess I'm kind of insulted, frankly. Here, this meeting was noticed a week ago, and we wait, and we don't get this motion until after the meeting has started, and we're discussing all this other stuff. We don't even have time to read the motion and go over the other stuff during the previous discussion, the motion. Why did we have the meeting noticed a week ago, and we don't know that this is what's coming up? We could have easily come up with some additional information to answer these questions. I think most of the stuff was already resolved by the NES. But, you know, I can't go ahead and look up everything up during the meeting in the very limited time here to discuss all this stuff. And, Janet, I mean, I assume you have good intentions and everything, but, you know, this information's already been dealt with by the NES. But it'll take time to go back and look up every single instance of it. And, you know, it's just – I think it's just absurd to try to overturn the elections after they're already over with and certified.
Nancy Sawyer.
We shouldn't be acting like Donald Trump.
Okay. We have
point of personal privilege, Janet.
Yes, Janet, what's your personal privilege?
Okay, so I only got the – DVDs last week, and there's 2 gigabytes of files on them. It's a huge job to look this over, and so I've been working on this in addition to all the other things that I do as CMB secretary. But in any case, I would have had it sooner had there been like 28 hours a day or more. In any case, this is what I came up with, and you've seen a lot of this before.
Okay, we have Grace, and who else was on the stack?
Nancy, you're in for the stack. Please, Nancy, was first.
And Serene?
Yes, I very much agree with what Tony had to say. It's not in our purview to tamper with the election process. To try to overturn the election or rethink it, or do any of that is contrary to our bylaws. I sent you all a link, for instance, from True Ballot, explaining the complete de-aggregation of the write-in ballots. So that part of Janet's motion is incorrect. The write-ins have been de-aggregated. I think also this would add considerable expense, and it will take up our time. It will destabilize our entire governance structure over issues that, in my estimation, are minor issues. They're not major issues, and it really is not our purview. So I think this is out of order.
Okay. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Okay, Janet. Yes, could you be brief about what your personal?
Yes,
privilege?
I will. I will. So True Ballot, you know, Grace, you said you referred to me, and you said something about what True Ballot did, and True Ballot did disaggregate, but only selected write-ins. There were most of the write-ins were not disaggregated; they were aggregated. So you should read that a little more carefully.
But, Janet, that really wasn't a personal privilege. I mean, just because you disagree with it, you can get on the act.
No. She referred to my name about what I did or what I came up with. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next person.
Well, this is a – I sent –
Point of order. Point of order.
I was in the middle of speaking.
Point of
can't
order.
I continue what I was saying?
Tony?
Serene, what's your point of order?
The memo was not recognized. The point of personal privilege was recognized after she stopped. Why is she speaking?
Okay, I don't think her time was up, but we'll let her
no,
wrap up.
No, I had not stopped. Okay. But
yes,
to respond to Janet, according to True Ballot, the write-ins were de-aggregated. Now you would have to, I'd have to have that all of that explained, and it should be explained. by Janet why there's a disagreement with a statement by True Ballot. What is the exact supporting documentation that you have that contradicts what True Ballot is saying? And I would like to postpone consideration of this motion until that's fully explained. True Ballot is saying one thing, you're saying something completely different. I would like a full explanation, including the supporting documentation for your point of view, before we vote on this. So I'd like to postpone this motion until
the
court is supplied with that. I am putting forward a motion to postpone.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, the member used more than the time, and obviously Bill forgot to tell her that was time. But then at the end, decided that she will send a motion. I mean, is any rules here?
I mean, we'll have to entertain the motion postponed. You can either vote it up or down. I mean, she had the floor and made that motion. I didn't hear a second, though.
No, Mr. Chair, he have 2 minutes and 30 seconds speaking. How long?
Spill.
But we got our time person to tell us whether time the person is up.
Mr. Chair, Spill.
She spoke for 55 seconds.
Okay, was there a second to the motion to postpone?
Mr. Chair, can you get somebody else to keep time on individuals? I'm trying to reply to write an email with this information I referred to.
Anybody else want to keep time on individuals while we proceed?
I will, Nancy.
I didn't hear a second to her motion to postpone.
This bill, I'll second.
Nancy will keep time.
Can we have the motion in writing?
Could you submit that motion in writing? Great.
I'm writing it now.
Okay.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
Adriana wants to be on the stack.
Who is that?
Adriana wants to be on the stack.
Okay,
Nancy, you didn't hear me ask to be on the stack a few minutes ago?
Yes, Nancy, I heard you, but this is the debate on the postponement. Do you want to speak on the postponement?
Okay, I see. Okay.
Do you want to go on the stack for that?
I'll think about it.
Thank you. We got Janet, then Adriana. Yes, Janet.
Right. So I have all the documentation that it's correspondence with True Ballot about this deaggregation. You know which ones were, which ones weren't. I have all the files, etc. And this is not about overturning any election. It's about looking at, you know, it's about recounting the election with all of the write-ins, individual, and so that we have a complete result counting for a runners-up list, so that, you know, especially for a runners-up list that has to last for 2 years. And there's all kinds of incorrect matters, and this will take time, and any kind of postponing it will just delay, just like so many other things. This needs to be done right away and as soon as possible, and it can be done. And it's not something that the PNB is doing. It's just approving that the IED, NES, et cetera, do this.
Okay. So who's keeping out 90 seconds on each person?
Time.
Dan Goodman.
Adriana, next. Yes.
Yes. November 15, I sent various, obviously, requests like this. But in November 15, it means almost a month ago, I sent to True Ballot, to Lynn, and to the whole PMB, exactly at least...
Did we lose? Adriana?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, dropped out. You said.
Now we can. Yeah, somebody is pushing the mute button, and it's not me.
You said you sent to the whole PNB, and then we couldn't hear you after that.
Okay. November 15th, I sent it to
Father. It seems like there are other people.
What?
Tony, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still on.
Okay. Very quiet.
Think everybody's still on.
Okay.
Adriana, yes.
Okay. Let me start again. In November 15, I sent to True Ballot, to Lynn Serpy, the National Election Supervisor, and to the whole PMB, including Bill Crozier, that is the chair of the Election Committee, ridiculous because he is making a lawsuit against the foundation, but that is another matter. I sent exactly the problem specifically.
Point of order.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry,
Mr. Chair. This isn't appropriate. It has nothing to do with this, and it's misleading.
Point of order. The member has not been recognized. But he's not being
okay, please recognize me then.
Point of order. Bill.
May I speak then? Okay, well, you know, it's inappropriate. It's misleading. It has nothing to do with this. You know, the lawsuit, it was to force the or to require the Pacifica to uphold the bylaws, which seems like we're trying to ignore again.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Can we define now, once and for all, if people can be interrupted by a point of order? Because other times I was asked to wait till the person finished to go to the point of order.
Yes, Adriana, people on the Robert Rules of Order, you can be interrupted by a point of order.
Okay, then apply to all of us, right?
We've applied that to all of us.
Thank you.
Point of information.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay. How much into a person's statement can an interruption be allowed? Because I remember having to call for a point of order 4 times earlier, and you let the person keep going. But when Adriana's speaking or when I'm speaking, you instantly allow someone else to interrupt us.
No, it depends on if I hear the point of order, I recognize it. The only time I tell a person to hold off on a point of order is if we haven't gotten a second to a motion. So under Robert Rules of Order, once they're recognized, they can be interrupted. So.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Chair, then that is a rule for all of us from now on, always, right?
It's always been the rule.
The point of order, according to Robert Rule of Order, if it's a point of order, interrupt, right?
Yes, the person can be interrupted, but when the person makes the point of order, they should state what the point of order is. It's not an opportunity to proceed with debate, but the person can be interrupted with a point of order. Yes, that's under Robert Rules of Order.
Okay, point of order?
Yes, Michael.
Yes. Can you rule on Bill's point of order, which I think was to prevent Adriana from completing her comment? He was trying to rule her out of order. Can you rule on that point of order and decide whether Adriana can complete her comments or not?
I don't think that her comments was out of order. So I'm ruling that's not an out of order, her comment. He may want to take a personal privilege on that, but I don't think that's a point of order that need to rule out of order.
Okay, so Adriana has the floor, right?
I'm sorry?
We've already wasted enough time on this.
Okay.
Yeah, Adriana has the floor, right?
Yes. You want to finish your comment, Adriana?
Thank you. As I said, in November 15, I sent, at least with KPFT, a very gross error. Not to even talk about all the improprieties. I talk very clear, like a candidate and a staff candidate that received, according to the true ballot at the beginning. Now they took it from the website, but was at the beginning the amount of votes that everybody received. That person, they show in the last, how do you call it, the last round where that person was defeated. But finally, in the certification that True Ballot put there and says that person isn't even in that list. In the list of runner-ups are all the rest of the people, but no, this specific guy doesn't exist there. I point this November 15 to True Ballot, to the PMB, and to Lynn, to no avail. Nobody answered the issue. Now, again, the secretary found that this is what is going on. We can keep saying whatever we wish, but the problem is this. How can we accept an election? Once that an election, nobody is saying that the certification is overturned. What we said, that this needs to be a correct recount. That's all that we are talking about. And the certification is not saying, I certify. We can read all the certifications from all the previous elections of this Pacifica Foundation, and no one is like the one that Bill said, that Lynn sent. That was an hour and a half before the meeting in WBAI.
Okay. Right? Adriana, your time is up. You can wrap up your final statement.
Exactly. Well, that is exactly the point. How can we say we are not trying to overturn anything? We are trying to make a right recount. We cannot allow. We are not saying that we are not cheating people. Okay. We are saying we need to make a recount because we cannot disenfranchise the voters. We cannot make collusion be part of this. Thank you.
Okay. That's in our debate on the motion to postpone. We'll go to a vote. Is there any? I assume there are objections to postponing. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion to postpone?
Yes. Aaron. Yes. Yes. Alexander. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Kesnaes?
No.
No. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shibanda?
No.
No. Crozier, you pass?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, didn't hear you. Alexander? Okay, let me count. I have 3 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this fails. The postponement fails.
Okay, we'll go back to the stack. We have Nancy. And someone would time her for 90 seconds. Nancy.
Okay. This would be done in a week, so I don't think the stability of the governance structure is in the problem. And it's not to overturn the election. It's just to recount what's already been voted. In the case of WPFW, there were staff voted for that need to be, you know, that needs to be cleaned up and figure out who, you know, there were staff that received listener ballots, and those need to be pulled out. And, that's not a correct count if to include any staff members that voted in a listener election. I'm assuming that would be part of the recount, would be to count the votes that should have been counted and not the votes that shouldn't have been counted.
This is Grace. I have a point of information.
What's your question, Grace?
My question is, if, as Nancy says, the recount will be completed in 1 week, who will conduct the recount? Where will it be conducted, and who is going to pay for it, and how much will it cost?
Nancy, did you want to respond to that?
Also, could I wanted to finish my point. I'm sorry. Was that There are things that have not been resolved. Crozier says things have been resolved that have not been resolved.
But first, Nancy, let's deal with the, there was a point of information, a question. Were you going to address that, and then we'll get back to you, or some what Janet wanted to address it?
I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm assuming that Janet.
Chair, may I?
Yes, Janet.
Right. This would be done by the end of next week. So the IED, the motion reads that the PNB directs the IED to direct the NES to do a number of things and also, you know, to make it happen, basically. And so this would put it into the lap of the IED to implement. And that's how it would happen.
Okay. Nancy, you wanted to wrap up your comments?
I'm sorry, yes. There were. I just wanted to point out that there were things that Crozier said everything has been addressed that were problems, and the point is that they have not been addressed. And so the NES hasn't finished her job.
Okay. Next person.
Bill's back in the stack.
Okay, we had Serene and then Pinchback.
Jen, please.
Okay, Jen, you spoke, but we're going to have to ask anybody who hasn't spoken before we go back around.
No, I did not speak. I just said pass before.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm sorry. We got, we got Serene, then Pinchback, then Jen.
Okay. So I think I heard, I forget who it is, somebody said this is going to affect the election of national board members for 2017, and excuse the hoarseness of my voice, I'm exhausted. It has no effect on that. This is a process that should be wrapped up well before the end of December. National board members are not going to be elected for 2017 until in January when the boards meet. So it's not going to affect that. And we spend an awful lot of listener money, you know, trying to get these elections done. And this is certainly not the first year that there have been problems. But I would hope that our goal is always to make sure that it's the last. So I don't think this is a matter of changing the result. Or at least that is not the motivation of the maker of the motion, and it's not my motivation, and I seconded it. The fact is that if you have someone who, as a write-in candidate, received more write-in support than anyone else, and in one version of the certified results, they're not mentioned. They're mentioned initially, and then they're disappeared altogether from the second set. And I don't think there's any ill intent from the folks at True Ballot. My contact with them over the years has been that they're principled people trying to get a job done and seriously interested in helping Pacifica. And I regret that, you know, illness and other issues prevented the NES from being as available to us as we would like. I know certainly for a long time I was getting responses to email that said, away from my phone, away from my computer, or I'm working on the final report, and then now I get one that says, my contract's up, go look at your website, and the website is fatally flawed in terms of results. So I think it would be better if we focused on making sure that we had the best elections that we could pay for. I don't know, Greg Palast would probably take a twist on that, but you know, that should be the goal, not trying to accuse other people of, you know, belonging to the rump camp or any of that other propaganda that's been spouted here tonight, or any of the incorrect statements that people are, you know, putting forward as though it's gospel. Thanks.
Bill.
Pinchback.
You know, I have a I have a serious concern about giving. First of all, I think everyone acknowledges the issues with this election. Okay, that's a given. Putting this back in the hands of the National Election Supervisor is problematic to me. Quite frankly, they're the ones that kind of created a lot of these issues, you know, by not being as hands-on, by not being attentive, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, that occurred, it occurred. So my thing is, suppose the National Election Supervisor refuses to do any more work, you know, because of pay issues or because they've just had enough. You know, the IED can't force her to, you know, go back to work to recount this stuff, you know. So that's, you know, that's my question. You know, how do we move beyond this? You know, if we're going to review the election, that's one thing. You know, that can be done over a period of time. But if we're trying to get something done so that it, you know, because it could possibly affect the seating of delegates, you know, within the next few weeks, you know, I just think that's going to be a problem. And that's where my head is right now. I don't see this being resolved in a week. I don't see it being resolved, you know, by the end of December, you know, because of the National Election Supervisor.
Janet to the sec.
Okay, we got Jan, but I'm going to go. Okay, Jan, and then Janet.
The last speaker. Can I just ask? I thought. Never mind. This is an extremely important issue, obviously, and we all want the results to be the true results. But some of these issues, I know that I have read about the disaggregation of the write-in candidates. So we have this list. We're just going to get into the biggest slippery slope of all. We don't have, without any way of saying, well, when we recount them, what is that going to be? We have the results. They've been certified by True Ballot, by the election supervisor, and every single election that I have seen of Pacifica has been plagued usually by more problems than this. But at a certain point, it's like, this is it, and this is the way it's going to be. And I think that point, we're past that point on this election. The chair's analysis was more eloquent than I can state, but I think we need to just accept the certification and move on.
Yes, Janet.
Right.
Deanna, for the sec.
First, addressing the NES, whether the NES would be willing to do this. Well, the IED, you know, if the NES is done with the contract, et cetera, the IED can appoint another NES. That's what the IED does, right? That's how NESs are appointed. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the existing NES. One, two, so when it comes to, for example, the WPFW listener election, where you have staff members who have the runners-up, what kind of remedy would there be for that? I mean, if that's in the certified, both True Ballot and NES certified results, that you have that. That's, that we can't have that. We can't have staff members filling listener seats. and, you know, there are other related issues, too. So this needs to happen.
Hey, Adriana.
And, Bill, I was on the stack, too.
Bill, you spoke before. This is we're getting
people. Me too. Bill asked for the stack before me.
But Bill spoke before. Adriana, you haven't spoken on the amendment.
Too,
you haven't spoken on this. But Bill would have a second chance. But we'll have to get to those who haven't spoken before we get to those on a second go round.
Okay.
Adriana.
Okay. Okay. The issue here. I mean, I listen. And that sounds so terrible. You have our the members that are sustaining this foundation when they are make their donations and they vote. And we are saying now that maybe it's not convenient for whatever reason because we have an NES that you have a report, one only report from one LES, and if any of the PMB members there to read it, you know the problem. All of us know it. But it's there. It's from the local election supervisor. We have a national election supervisor that could be ill or could be part-time and she needs to be in other jobs, but never answer. Now, what we are saying to the members, doesn't matter if you vote. Somebody make a mistake. If the candidate that you vote for, we forgot to put it in the certification. Sorry, it's not convenient for us to talk about the issue. Are we listening to ourselves? This is democracy? This is Trumpism. Doesn't matter what the members said. Doesn't matter what the members vote. It's not convenient for us to recount and be sure that the elected people are the ones that the listeners elect. The members vote. We cannot disenfranchise. I understand that could be mistakes. That's why I'm not giving other names. But really, a recount is a must. And we don't need to drag this that long. If any refuse, like refuse all this time, to answer, to give a certification that is her certification, like it's in her contract, in our bylaws, if that is that way, well, very simple. She is not up to the task. But we cannot answer the members that vote and pay for all of this. It's inconvenience for the PMB. Then we will not make a recount. And like I said, the election committee had the option more than a month ago because I point all of that a month ago. Nobody asked. Just a magic call from Bill that is the only person that could read the National Election Supervisor, and she writes two lines. And that is the certification? That is the answer that we are giving to our members? Doesn't matter. We have an NES was ill, some mistake in the recount. Sorry, your vote doesn't count. Are you sure that that is the message that we want to give here? I'm not talking about overturning anything. I'm talking about accepting the elections. But once that we make the right, we can. It's the right of the members, and it's not the right of us, the elected directors, not to look for the well-being of the foundation and the membership that support this foundation, made this foundation. Doesn't matter if it's inconvenient because it's not what you want. You should think about it.
Is there a time limit?
Nancy, are you keeping time?
Call the orders of the day.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Time.
Chair.
Okay.
Chair, point of order.
Who is
Janet,
that?
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Point of information. So the adjournment time is, I think we're about to reach it in seconds. So do we, you know, how would that be addressed? Either
I call the orders of the day.
Or
we move forward until they call the time is up, and then let somebody extend
time
it.
And Bill, I was on the stack next.
The orders of the day.
Cass, the time is up right now.
Okay,
yes,
we've been told that the time is up unless there's a motion to extend.
Bill, I was on the stack.
Bill, your time is up unless there's a motion to extend.
Well, I do want to make a motion to extend. Adriana got a really extended second time to talk, and I would like to correct some information and update what you need to
Bill,
things I need to hear.
Not correct. Adriana didn't get a sec. She spoke on an amendment. She didn't speak on the main motion. So that
well, she said she'd already spoken once.
You already speak on this issue.
Okay, I move to extend 5 minutes.
There's been a motion to extend 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second, Dan Goodman.
Is there any objection to extending this?
I object. It's 11:30.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the extension of 5 minutes?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander. Can't hear you, Bethune. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown? Can't hear you. Can people hear me? Castanave?
No.
No. I don't know who spoke before Adriana, but we'll get back to that. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Abstain.
Abstain. Shabanda?
No.
No. Alexander didn't hear you. Bethune didn't hear you.
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you.
No.
No. Nwangaza didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 3 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this
point
fails.
Of information.
What's your question, Bill?
Does that mean that when the NES and Drew Eller are going to be paid for their long overdue
point
passport?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Bill, that's a question. That's really kind of out of order. We're going to have to go to a vote. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Exactly that. We don't have time for more discussion. We need to go to the vote, right?
Yes, we did. We did the motion to extend.
Well, it was a serious question, but...
Okay,
I'm sorry.
The motion, we were out of time. The motion to extend time failed. We'll have to go to the vote on the motion on the table. Everybody understand Janet's motion on the table that we just debated?
I don't understand what the amended motion is, so can you just clarify, Dan Goodman?
I think there was an amendment to it, but...
There's not any amendment.
Oh, okay, I thought that Adriana was talking about some amendment, so,
no,
okay.
No, it's the motion that Janet sent out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, first, who seconded this?
Celine seconded. Your motion?
Celine.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
I'm with the chair. No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Can't hear. Yes.
Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Chibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, didn't hear you. Okay, let me count one sec. I have 8 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. That's 8 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, I know that's the end of
business.
So if we have a closed session or not, I don't know. We don't have the executive director available. Do we still have a closed session to deal with?
No, I move to adjourn.
Okay, we adjourn. Thank you all for your service. All right, we adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.